Tapos concert 100.
Hello? Yeah, magsa-start na kami. Okay, so wrap up. 100,000. So, pens down. So, let's proceed. Pag-usapan natin ngayon yung experience natin dun sa mga team, sa small team na ginawa natin. So, sa team na ito, we will learn ano ba yung mga important na talagang, you know, with this simple task, it's time-bound, meron siyang goal, meron siyang, you know, it's up to you how you're going to allocate the resources. Pero at least understanding from this team dynamics, siguro let's share to each other. Ano ba yung mga importanteng components na nangyari dun sa may team exercise ninyo? So I'm not here to listen to your presentations. So hindi natin gagawin yan. So siguro, hopefully, in-apply natin dyan yung natutunan natin last time. Diba? We talked last time. Project management. So pag-manage ng project, hindi natin gagawin yan ngayon. So mga, ang gagawin lang natin ngayon, at least, you know, to articulate, you know, in terms of managing or leading a team, ano yung mga realities? Ano ba yung mga important aspects or components or factors sa mga team dynamics na nangyari sa inyo that you have to be very cognizant of? Okay? So, from this group.
So, first is agree.
Anong importante? Number one?
First kami, agreeing with the goal.
Okay, so definitely goals. Alright, so very good. Goals, importante. So, you started off with the goals first. What else?
I think one thing that we were doing that was not spoken of but we knew it was happening is there are four of us and we need to realize it's not one man's decision.
Correct.
It's a collective, collaborative effort, especially because all of us are leaders in our real lives.
Very good. So collaboration. So
it was actually suggesting more than this should be there. It is a suggestion that baka pwede to.
Good question, ha? So sa team na ito, meron bang nag-assign ka agad sa inyo? Sino yung mga kolekta ng suggestions? Or meron na lang isa na nag-start you know, to facilitate the team in getting the suggestions?
No assignment, pero parang brainstorming na yun.
So nag-brainstorming.
Ay, pasay na yun.
Very good. Sa grupo na ito, meron bang nag-initiate sa inyo o lahat naghintayan muna? You agreed. Ganyan. So sa group na ito, meron ba or may isa talaga nag-emerge, leader ka agad?
Kami talaga, parang in-sync yung utak talaga.
So good, ha? So at least maganda. May mag-ideal na ganyan. Lahat in-sync ka agad, di ba? Pero that's number one important dynamics, no? Understanding sa team na yan, whether merong assigned na leader or wala, meron ba talagang nag-rise up na mag-lead? Kasi importante ang team, kung wala talagang visible, whether it's nominated, assigned, you know, dapat somebody has to rise up in the team. Kasi otherwise, kung kayo, mag-assign kayo ng team, tapos alam nyo na wala talagang may leadership potential sa mga yun, eh, paano yung, ano pang ina-expect nyo sa team na yun, di ba? Unless you assign someone, you know, talagang wala na siyang magagawa. Siya talaga kailangan mag-lead ng team natin. Okay, good. Any more that you'd like to add? Wala na. Okay, good. From this table, other things aside from having goals, collaboration, what else did you experience as important team dynamics or critical dynamics? Decision. So unity. Okay. So sa decision making ba dapat laging united? Okay. So kasi minsan may mga values din, 'di ba, kahit hindi ka united. Kasi you get to learn other points of view. Eh, baka mamaya, oo lang sila ng oo sa'yo. Yung pala, mas maganda yung idea nila. Hindi, mamaya, dahil ikaw yung pastor, or ikaw yung pinakamatanda, or yung pinakasison, you know, ideas mo lang, ideas yung gumagana. Eh, yung pala, baka yung mga mas bata, mas maganda yung maganda yung nila. Baka meron na gano'n. Diba? So, decision making is also a very important factor in the team dynamics. So, as a team, especially as a team leader or a manager of the team, we have to be cognizant na hindi lang isang tao or isang source lang ang ideas na ginagamit natin for decision making. Some may use that form, you know, brainstorming, sinabi na nila. May iba naman talaga totally, baka mamaya yung team dependent lang sa kung ano sinasabi ng leader. Diba? Mahirap din yun kung, ano, kung lahat ng ideas puro sa leader lang. So we have to also understand, ano ba yung ideas ng team natin? How do you communicate or engage them na magbigay ng ideas? Kasi gone are the days na ang framework natin, basta ikaw ang leader, kung ano sabihin ng leader, yun na yun. eh paano kung mag-fail ang team? Eh di ikaw lahat, di ba? Nasa iyo lahat ng blame. So we have to also ensure na in our team, sila din part ng decision making. Good. From this table, bro. Sa inyo.
Reb, anong sabi mo?
Decision making, ano pa?
Leadership.
Leadership? Okay.
Yeah, kasi si Jeff, magaling na leader.
Iba talaga pag may leadership, ano? What else? Good. So ito, given eh, leadership. Eh. Kasi talagang lumalabas siya kanina dito kung walang mag-rise na leader. Eh. Walang direction talaga. What else?
Inapasin ko lang, sir, ano? Kasi magkakaiba kami ng edad, ano? Young, younger. I think unity is not uniformity. Like correct. Si Pat.
Yeah. Unity is not uniformity, tama. Oh.
Like, hindi kasi si Pat kasi singles yung, youth yung naging ano niya, mga ideas niya. And then si Rev, being a kids church, yung ano niya, yung tema niya, talagang naisip niya yung mga battle of the bands, yung mga ganun. Ako naman, more of I'm a married guy, puro naisip ko, yung magpa-marriage seminar, magpa-date talk, parenting talk, something okay. Like that. So, kung i-insist ko lang yun sa akin, puro pang matatanda lang yung naging program
that's
namin.
Good. So, that's good. So siguro I like to qualify. Ay, siguro pwede kong i-define siya diversity. So yeah. Gusto ko yung sinabi mo, no? Unity in, ano yun? Unity in?
It's not uniform.
Yeah. So parang diversity nga yan. So yan din yung kagandahan ngayon, yung mga dynamics ng mga team ngayon. So hindi tayo puro homogenous na pare-pareho, puro couples. Eh paano kung ang church nyo ay hindi lang puro pang couples, di ba? So, maganda rin yung may diversity of ideas talaga. Kasi, nai-improve yung proseso, nagkakaroon ka ng magagandang idea, mas nagiging efficient yung team na ginagalawa natin. Very good. Any more? Aside from diversity, I like that one.
Patrick.
Ano po yung naging critical? Okay, that's good. So, valid point. So, I hope you will bring this, you know, 5 critical points with you based on your experiences right now. Kasi, isa-segue ko siya on the next, yun na nga, yung first module natin. Sabi nga natin, in team, bago tayo pumunta sa development, bago tayo mag-achieve ng success sa kanya, we have to understand the basic of the team that we are handling or managing. Sabi nga dito, sa book na Discipline of Teams, authored by John Katzenbach and Douglas Smith, sabi nila, ito yung definition talaga ng team that will make sure na as leaders, we are really towards the right direction of making them high-performing team. So number one, sabi dito, it's a small number of people with complementary skills who are committed to a common purpose, set of performance goals, and approach for which they hold themselves mutually accountable. So basically, merong 4 na components talaga na dapat as a leader or especially as one who manages or you know, leads a team, itong 4 na ito ano critical siya. Okay? So again, you know, putting this in the context of, you know, our spiritual families or the churches that we're leading. Siguro, yun nga, try natin i-apply. Saan nga natin itong factors, itong 4 na components na ito ma-apply siya sa mga ministries or sa church na nililead natin. Number one, sabi nga dito, complementary skills. So, related dun sa experience na sinabi ng group nila Rev kanina, yung diversity. So, complementary skills, meaning hindi siya homogeneous skills, hindi lahat pare-pareho, puro administrative gifting lang. Hindi lahat ng mga nasa team, puro finance lang. Diba? So, dapat talaga, complementary siya. Diversified, pero complementing. Kasi nga, lahat, hopefully, will reach towards the common purpose. Yan. So ito, importante rin to. Kaya nga ang maganda dito sa church natin, very consistent tayo. Kahit saang branch ka, lagi naka-flash. Dalawa lang naman ang ating vision, di ba? Kaya tayo nag-i-exist. Di ba? So yun lang yun eh. So whether, whatever ministry ka, whether real life ka, whether campus ka, whether missions ka, lahat yan. It's all about honoring God and planting church. Nakapunta sa planting churches tayo. Di ba? Honoring God and make disciples. Yan. So, di ba, yun lagi ngayon. Kahit paulit-ulit lang yan eh. Yun lang lagi eh. Di ba? Common purpose lang tayo. Kahit na anong execution, kahit anong ministry, always go back to that purpose. Of course, ito yung question ko lang kay Pastor Ado. Ginagawa ba natin to or magagawa ba natin ito? KPIs, Key Performance Indicators, Performance Goals. So, I'm sure meron tayong mga first layer. Yun na nga lang, medyo sensitive lang tayo dyan, di ba? Minsan,
parang pinupush mo na yung mga tao mo eh. O ikaw, yung grupo mo ha, hanggang ngayon, nakaka-apat ka pa lang na victory groups. Eh dapat by the end of the year, nakasampu ka na. So how do you communicate that? I mean, it's good to have numbers, but numbers are just numbers, you know, in our context, right? But still, as a team, it shows you the growth and the performance of your organization. Okay? And of course, ito, importante rin to, lalo na, syempre, mutually accountable. At the end of the day, nandyan sila dahil talagang committed sila na ma-meet yung purpose ng goal natin. Ayaw natin nandyan lang siya dahil eh, masaya dyan sa meeting ninyo eh. Every time nagbi-meeting kayo, libre pagkain. Diba? Ay, masaya dyan kasi mga artista kasama nyo, social-social. Ay, kasi dyan, okay dyan sa grupo na yan kasi medyo ang daming ginagawa. That's a church ko dati, wala kami ginagawa eh. Puro lang nasa may, you know, sa may tundo lang kami or nasa may, alam mo, di ba? So, there should be mutual accountability. So, kaya yun yung ating, hopefully, at the end of this module, bago tayo mag-break, you know, as leaders, as team leaders, as ministry leaders, you know, we get to have a self-assessment. You know, among these four components, nasaan yung team natin right now? Honestly. Okay? Are we in the, you know, rating number one na talagang, yes! All of this sport, all these pillars, yan, consistent. One lahat ako dyan. Yeah. Or number two, sometimes, yeah, sometimes, ano sila eh, definitely lahat kami, memorize namin, common purpose eh, okay kami dyan. Pero dun sa performance goals, eh, wala eh. Petix-petix lang kami, bahala na si Batman. Diba? So, kung yung four pillars na yan, medyo ganyan-ganyan, hiwa-hiwalay siya, then I guess as a leader, yun yung ating kailangan next thing to do in your action plan. Yes, bro. No question. A small number of people. Why do you think small number? What are your thoughts? May sense ba na ang team dapat small number? Okay, good. So manageable, good point. June, what else, bro? Of course. Spoil the broth also. Okay. Yes, Ado. Manageable talaga dapat. Di ba para din yung ano, para yung naalala ko tuloy yung tawag dito, yung kay Moses dati, di ba? So, pairing the whole Israelite team, it's his team. Pero sinabihan na siya ng wisdom na, eh, hindi mo kakayanin lahat yan. Lahat ng problema nila nasa iyo. So, dapat manageable number. Kaya nga, each tribe, mag-assign ka na magli-lead or mag-judge sa kanila. So, ganun din sa atin. Hindi pwedeng lahat ng senior pastor, siya na lang lahat, di ba? Hindi pwedeng yung senior pastor sa lahat ng binyagan, lahat ng kasalan, lahat ng activity, lahat ng event, lahat ng ministry, siya. So, ganun din tayo. Even in our organization, we really try to make sure na kahit up-and-coming leader pa lang yan, eh, delegate na kaagad yan. Eh, para matuto ka agad siya. So, ganun din tayo as a leader. Ang advantage, sabi nga ni June, more manageable. Diba? So, ikaw din, hindi ka matatagtag, lalo na kung bago kang leader. Diba? Hindi yung pressures, lahat nasa'yo lahat din. So, it's again, making sure that as you handle a team, you are able to institute the discipline in a proper, you know, timing and pacing din. Okay? But if kung kaya mo, kung may threshold ka talaga na multitudes ang i-team mo, eh, it's up to you also. Okay? Pero yun na nga lang, sinasabi lang natin dito, the ideal, at least manageable. Small means manageable. So small may be relative. You know, for some church, a small is 5. But for some church, a small may be 200. Okay? Any more questions? Yes.
I guess in relation to the number, is there a study in proportion to a size of a church or a size of an organization, you must have X amount of small number of or group of people? Meron bang, maybe in the corporate, baka?
Yeah, right now, what we're applying, we have this concept called spans and layers. So when you have spans and layers, more effective for you as a manager, you have at least 5. Kasi kung leader ka, tapos wala, ang tao mo naman, 2 lang or 3, ideally, normally 5. Yun yung sa amin, ha? Industry standards namin yan. Kasi in terms of number one, basis yon for the allocation of promotions, ilang tao bang pwedeng ma-promote na may kayang 5 tao under sa kanya. In terms also of salary, you know, salary pay scale, So more or less may ganung components eh. So parang to optimize a leader given the responsibility of that person, you know, at least 5 dapat meron siya. Maximum of 10. Kasi pag more than 10 na yan, medyo yun, maka hindi na manageable sa kanya. Kaya kami, in our organization, nagmi-matrix-matrix reporting kami. So yun yung daya na ginagamit namin. So kung meron na akong 10 tao directly reporting under me, meron pa ring other 20 who are matrix reporting to me. So in terms of sweldo, 10 lang talaga accountable ako, pero in terms of my influence and stretching me as a leader, I have other 20 people reporting under me. Kaya lang matrix reporting lang sila sa akin. Okay? So that's what's happening in our organization. Okay? Kasi again, dala na rin niya ng mundo ngayon eh. Ang hirap na ngayon kasi magpasweldo eh na isang tao. Kaya nga ako ngayon, tatlo-tatlong grupo, malalaking grupo ang hinahandle ko. So I'm influencing 27,000 people across Asia Pacific. So again, daya din yan. Hindi lahat yun nagre-report sa akin. You know, I'm only handling, actually right now, I'm only handling 3 people across the region. Pero ang influence ng tatlong tao ko na yun, 27,000 people. So, kaya ganun yung, you know, that's why yung tatlong tao, sila yung directly accountable sa akin. And I don't manage them all in the Philippines. So, may isang tao sa Hong Kong, isang tao sa Singapore, isang tao sa Australia. So, kumbaga at least, I have to delegate to them na okay, bahalang mag-oversee dyan, ha? Basta every month, are we meeting our performance goals? Every month, are we all, you know, within our year-end purpose or goal? Every month, are we all accountable na we're on track? Kasi pag hindi mo natin ma-meet yung goal natin, anong issue, anong gagawin mo? Diba? So at least in a team, we have to be cognizant. You know, those are 4 items. So yung number, very relative naman yan eh. So, some people can have 2 people under them, some people can have 10 people under them. Yes, bro?
Iniisip ko lang baka it's a good idea to hear from Ford or maybe U-Belt. Na maybe you've managed to subdivide the whole number into congregations, tama ba? Maybe how you do it or how it's divided.
Yeah, we have I'm overseeing campus ministry, so we have 17 campus ministers. So sometimes it's divided into 3. Pero each
3 team, campus minister per campus.
And I'm sorry. We have 4 youth services or 3 ministries under the campus ministry. Mm. So, sa 70 na yon, hati-hati lahat.
Hati-hati.
Pero ang while listening from you, it's the yun nga, inevitable. Each ministry that has each team is growing also.
Correct.
So, how do we make it like smaller and, di ba, make it more manageable in the midst of growth,
the growth
and influx of
money. Definitely. Like I recall before, yung before pa nag-grow yung Malate. So, kumbaga if we're handling a small group, apply na natin yung concept natin sa cell group or small group natin. Kung more than 10 na yan, syempre dapat as a leader, nag-aabang ka na may dalawa ka na dyan na ginagawa mong backup leader. Diba? Kasi para pag nag-split kayo, automatic yung dalawa sa kanila na. Tapos ikaw, pwede ka nang mag-form ng another group or you know, whatever, right? So, ganun din. At least, again, let's see what's the logical for you. Alam ko, may ibang church, like sa amin, sa Malate ngayon, yung aming family life head, talaga ang small group niya, napakalaki. Isang mini church na yata yun. Diba? Pero, kung kaya niya, edi kakayanin niya. Pero at the end of the day, ang ayaw natin yung burnout. At saka yung dependency ng mga tao sa kanya. Na ayaw nila mag-split dahil kasi nga, enjoy sila sa leadership niya.
I think we're yung organizational culture natin sensitive sa ganun eh. Just like for instance, itong hub thing, it's an indicator, a response to the demands of a growing organization. Pero ito yung naiisip ko eh. Because we did that, na-elevate ngayon yung some of our pastors to become hub leaders. And I think the key is the consciousness to deliberately raise up leaders. So when your organization, your team is growing, meron kang leader na iaasahin.
Room for development.
Yeah. Yes, that's it.
That's good. Yeah. So kami rin, yan yung concept namin ngayon. Yung sasabi nga, kaya nga pag tumatakbo kami ni Ado, although hindi na halata sa akin dahil lumaki na yung aking chan. So yung pinag-uusapan namin. So yung sinishare nga niya sa akin, yung structure nyo dito na magkakaroon kayong mga hub-hub, Yan, similar yan sa ginagawa namin ngayon din. Yan, so may mga spokes and hubs naman ang tawag namin doon. So may mga, for example, yung mga branches namin. So lalo na ngayon, lalo na when we bought the savings franchise of Insular. Kaya bigla na lang dumami yung Citibank, di ba? Kasi kami, anim lang talagang allowed ng government for Citibank's license to have, eh, being a foreign bank. So syempre, hindi namin kayang competition kung anim lang kami. So we have to buy a local bank, you know, like Insular. Kaya ngayon, dumami na Citibank Savings, di ba? Kaya ngayon, mas marami na yung branch namin. So yung mga yun, to manage those branches, so we have to have, you know, spoke branches or hub branches. So parang ganun din. Kaya nga, ang opportunity for an organization, there's bigger room for more leaders to be developed. And for your seasoned leaders, ano din sa kanila yun, break din sa kanila yun to grow and reinvent themselves, di ba? Hindi sila na burn out na habang lumalaki yung church, di ba? Sa kanila na kasalalay lahat. So the concept of all this organic growth structure is really for more room for leadership development. Okay? All right. So siguro before we end our last module, again, yun nga, I'll focus lang on the four components of a team. Sabi nga natin, number one, common purpose. So again, at least in Victory, very clear tayo dyan, di ba? Honoring God, make disciples, that's it. So wala nang question about that. But the challenge for us is now, how do we make our team members articulate it and really, you know, attune to this vision? Kasi minsan, di ba, yun ang challenge, eh, lalo na pag may mga bagong members tayo or bagong leaders, hala, kung anong kinagasnahan nila sa dati nilang church, yun ang dinadala nila dito. Di ba? Ay, sa church namin, talagang ano kami, urban ministry kami. Ay, sa church namin, iba talaga kami, celebrity ministry kami. So, balansin natin. Eh, otherwise, you know, sabi nga nung book na Good to Great, di ba? You have to look at the people in your bus. So, kung ang bus mo papuntang Baguio, pero mga members mo naman gusto papuntang Cebu, eh, you have to stop the bus and tell them, get out of the bus. Kasi kyaw-kyaw ng kyaw-kyaw yan eh, papunta ka na ng Baguio. Eh, hindi, dapat maganda sa Cebu eh, maganda sa ano eh. Eh, kung lahat talagang, wow, excited pumunta to Baguio, the ride of your team is very smooth and very enjoyable and engaging. Diba? So, sabi nga dito, take note lang as leaders, number one, we have to make sure everyone in the team is driven by a common vision, mission, goals, and objectives. Diba? I'm sure alam naman natin ang distinction between mission, vision, goals, and objectives, right? So vision, something long-term and something, you know, high up there na hindi mo ma-achieve within next 2 months or 1 year. Kaya tayong vision natin, di ba? Every nation in each, you know, a church in every nation. So out of 160 countries all over the world, yan ang long-term vision natin. Meron tayong church there. Hindi naman kaya lahat yan in 1 year, di ba? Na lahat ng countries, may church ka agad tayo. So long-term, very big, very high up there. But it's something that guides you. Na talagang alam mo, in the, you know, in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years, your team will get there. Okay? Na alam mo, team mo right now, in 5 years, in 10 years, yung mga bago mong members, they will be planting churches. They will be the future campus missionaries or the future pastors. Mission, of course, the execution of the vision, di ba? So ang mga mission natin, at least tayo, four ang mission natin, di ba? Sabi nga dun sa video, Life Box, Real Life, Campus Ministry, and ano isa? Missions. Diba? So yun yung lagi pinapakita sa video natin eh, yung apat na yon. Of course, your goals, it depends on the numbers or the goals that you want to achieve. And of course, the objectives. Ano bang objective ng church ninyo or church planting ninyo? Iba-iba naman tayo, iba-iba tayo ng goals eh. Pero we're all trickle down in each church yung ating vision. Everyone in the team is clear about this. Emphasize ko lang dito, current focus and direction. Diba? Especially growing church, especially yung mga organically growing organizations, nagbabago-bago ang goals niyan. The vision will always be there, but the goals may change or may vary. It depends on the organizations. You know, like kami, nagbabago ang goals namin every quarter. So, depende sa stock market or sa market analysis. Kung ano nangyayari sa Europe, kung ano nangyayari sa Amerika, sa Asia, magbabago kami ng goals. So depende, may mga church or may mga organizations ganun kabilis magbago. Mga very conservative organizations, ala, yung mga yan, mga European organizations, ang mga goals niyan, 5 years, 10 years peg na, hindi pa rin nagbabago. Ganun sila conservative. So kayo, in your organizations, you know, how flexible, how robust, how quick do you put change? Yes.
Sir, ito critical din kasi sa amin ito dahil here is a fourth, parang additional na lang. For the past 2 years, almost half of our congregation are barely new.
Barely new.
So, half nung like 14,000, kalahati nun, 2 years ago lang nagdatingan. So, kumbaga, you have to constantly communicate correct. Yung mission, yung vision dahil correct. Most of them, kung saan din ang galing, ibang churches, correct. May kanya-kanyang set of correct. Ideas about church and all. Correct. So this is very critical.
Very applicable. Just like yun nga, yung before, I recall when we had leadership convergence sa Malate. So sinabi sa amin ni Pastor Nixon, oh, mawawala na yung biblical foundation, ha? Kayo na bahala mag-ano niyan. Parang, hala, with the growth of the people, how can you, ano, importante yung foundation. Eh, paano kung bago-bago lang yan, less than 2 years? Sabi mo, ang tenure niya, less than 2 years na leader, fired up. Pero ang foundation niya, very weak. Eh, paano na yan yung mga bagong papasok? Pag nagtanong na yan about dogma, pag nagtanong na yan about no tongues, ganyan, anong sasagot nila? Right? So kaya I think it was a good news when they was announced na next year, babaguhin na naman. So, it, you know, we learn. Kaya nga ganun yan eh. Pag dynamic ang growth mo, you really experiment. And those are the risks that you have to take. So talaga nangyayari yan. Like kami rin sa organization, itong goal namin, eh biglang nagka-crisis sa Europe, eh kailangan naming baguhin ang aming goals. Or kailangan namin expand yung goals namin. Kasi otherwise, we will not be viable as an organization kung hindi kami magiging flexible. I'm sure kayo din sa church ninyo, di ba? As your numbers are really growing, you have to really make sure na yung goal ninyo or yung strategies ninyo applicable sa growth. Otherwise, ibabaksin yan, cookie-cutter approach, eh wala. Ang daming magpa-fall out or ang daming maapektuhan. Okay? Next. Common purpose in a team is characterized highly by having common commitment from the team members. So talagang may commitment, di ba? Sabi nga natin sa organization, if you make this choice, part of the choice is the commitment. Ako lagi ko naalala dyan yung, ano, yung logo ng Gucci, di ba? Balik tarang C. Yan ang lagi ko sinasabi pag nagka-counsel ako eh. If you make that choice, make sure the commitment is also there. Hindi ka, oh sige, gusto kong maging leader. Okay, leader lang by name. Eh, pero may convergence leadership meeting lagi, hindi ka umaattend. Diba, nakailang ano na tayo, nakailang training for victory na tayo, hindi ka umaattend. So, anong commitment doon? Diba? So, ganun din tayo. If we are able to articulate the common purpose, sana yung commitment din, mataas din. Diba? To make sure that our team is really going to perform effectively. Otherwise, kung puro, okay, I'm fine, nominal, ano lang, choice lang, pero walang commitment, eh talagang tagtag tayo as leaders. Diba? Nasaan yung in-expect natin na, you know, I'm part of the team, but where's the commitment of being part of the team? Okay? Ito, second component, complementary skills. So, I want to reiterate this, ha? Gone are the days na kapag team, dapat pare-pareho, homogeneous, pare-pareho kayo ng ginagawa. Gusto natin diversity, variety, diba? Iba na kasi yung panahon natin eh, sa panahon ngayon. So yung mga ideas ng mga bata, ideas ng, you know, fresh perspectives, talagang very valuable yung mga yan. So sabi nga natin dito, in the complementary skills component of a team, we make sure that we recognize that each of your member would add value to your team given their distinct skills and competencies. Number two, we recognize the individual abilities that can be tapped and can be harnessed. Diba? Kaya nga tayo din, as a leader, we have also the prerogative to really choose who will be part of our team. Kung ikaw talaga, nakikita mo na talagang freeloader lang yan or bench warmer lang yan sa team mo and makakaderail ng team mo, eh, have the leadership guts to really talk to that person. Diba? Shape up or shape out talaga. Lastly, various levels of experience, expertise. Ako, ito, importante sa akin, energy. Nakaka-experience ba kayo ng team na gano'n? Ang tali-talino nga, ang galing-galing nga, wala namang kalatoy-latoy, walang energy.
Shape up.
Diba? So pag nag-meeting kayo, ang dami nga niyang ideas, pero puro negative naman siya. Napaka-pessimistic, skeptical. Yung energy level, napaka-baba. So ngayon, 3 E's na talaga tayo. Pag nag-hire ka ng tao, pag nag-groom ka ng magiging leader, tingnan mo, experience niyan, expertise niyan, and at the same time, energy. Passionate ba siya? Kasi kung passionate niyan, eh, kahit anong pagawa mo dyan, gagawa ng paraan yan. Kung walang energy level yan, eh wala, ang daming reason, ang daming dahilan. Eh wala akong time. Ay, yung pamilya ko, yung anak ko, lumalaki na, sorry. Eh mag-aasawa na ako, busy na ako sa engagement ko, etc. Okay? And then lastly, we wanna make sure that we leverage on each of those experience, expertise, and energy of the team members. Of course, mutually accountable, sabi nga natin kanina, making sure lang na talagang everyone is accountable to the team. Meaning, hindi naman lahat ng team members pare-pareho ng goals eh. Tama ba yun? May iba talaga na ang goal nila, 10% lang of the whole 100%. May iba talaga, given their scope, given their experience, their expertise, talagang 80% of the goal of the team nasa kanya. Pero just the same, whether you are the 10% or the 80% or the 20%, you have to be accountable to the team goal. We all take responsibility for the results of each one's contribution. And lastly, we have to celebrate the success of the team. So those are the important components of being mutually accountable. Lastly, ito na nga yung sinasabi ko. So again, it's up to you, and as you discuss with your senior pastors, how do you make sure you have performance goals? Okay? How do you make sure that your team is healthy and it's growing? Healthy meaning hindi stagnant, and growing because you're really meeting the goals of the team. So kaya nga yung performance goals na ilalagay nyo, whether you call it soft goals or whether you call it hard goals, there was organizations, we have those goals eh. Soft goals meaning not necessarily talagang kailangang i-deliver, pero alam mo na kaya naman. Pero hard goals talagang kailangang i-deliver. So commitment talaga yan. Committed in blood yan, by blood. So ibig sabihin, we make sure lang we monitor them to ensure productivity is being met and enhancing yung performance. SMART goals, are we familiar with SMART goals? Specific, measurable,
achievable
or attainable. R is realistic or reachable. And T, time-bound. Ibig sabihin, may timing siya, di ba? So, mangyayari talaga siya on certain period na tinatrack mo siya. So, tracking is used to develop and motivate team members and as used as a basis to apply for future strategy changes. Di ba? Lalo na kung mabilis kayo mag-change ng strategies or plan ninyo. Kasi magagamit yun, baka magreklamo. O, ba't bago na naman tayo? O, kala ba itong direction natin? Bakit bago na naman? Then we have to explain. Given the performance metrics, ito talagang lumalabas. Hindi doable na ituloy-tuloy natin ito. Ito doable na kailangan baguhin natin ito. Okay? So with that, let's end this module by a quick exercise lang. Sabi nga natin, may baon kayo after this training. So sa team ninyo, you just have to quickly assess lang right now among the four components or four critical levers with regards to number one. Kung ang rating nyo sa kanila right now, number one, meaning, lahat, very consistent, this is always being practiced, and always seen happening in my team. Wow, perfect na ang team natin, ha? Ikaw na yan. Number two, can be practiced or happening most of the time, not regularly or not perfectly all the time. Number three, it's not consistently seen, eh, and it's not often practiced. Sometimes it happens, you know, right after prayer and fasting, lahat ignited. Pero pag normal, ano na, wala na. And lastly, number four, never seen eh. Honestly, not yet happening right now. Diba? So one, two, three, four, among the four components of your team. Whether common purpose, lahat ba may common purpose right now? Number two, does my team in its entirety, may complementary skills ba lahat sila? O makakulang ako ng tao na magaling sa ganitong aspect or ganitong area? Are we all mutually accountable? And then lastly, meron ba akong performance goal na kinukommunicate sa mga team members ko para lahat kami aware and aligned to meet those goals? Okay? So, having said that, as you do this, siguro tuloy-tuloy na natin sa ating break.